You're with Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages.
On Heart and Soul, here's a contemporary Christian artist, Amy Grant. Our speaker today is the Reverend David Evans. Thanks, David.
In many Christian homes, there hangs an artist's impression of the Lord Jesus Christ. In some homes, these pictures grace almost every room. One of those pictures shows Christ knocking at a door. One depicts the Saviour as a shepherd. One pictures him on the cross, crowned with thorns. So in a sense, each room is filled with the presence of Jesus Christ. This, however, does not always mean that Christ is the head of the home, or even that the occupants allow him very much space in their home or lives. Many Christians make daily plans without ever once considering Jesus Christ, the one who bore all of our sins, making us new creatures in him. Often he knocks, trying to remind us that he is there. He wants to be included in all our plans, but we seldom consider him, except perhaps for a picture on the wall. We have room for pleasure, room for business, for activities, for education, and even for church, but we leave little room for Christ himself. Someone has once said, and I believe it to be true, that so often we seek the hands of Jesus Christ to minister to our needs, to provide for everything that we have a desire. And that if his hands are extended towards us and that we can touch them, then almost any need that we have in our lives can be met. But I really do believe that the Lord is desirous of seeking a people who will seek his face rather than just seek his hands. There's an old hymn which used to be sung, and I trust is still sung in many quarters. It's an appeal hymn, and it asks the question, "Have you any room for Jesus, he who bore your load of sin? As he knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let him in? Room for Jesus, King of glory, hasten now his word obey. Swing the heart's door widely open, bid him enter while you may." And the verses go on, "Room for pleasure, room for business, but for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter, in the heart for which he died." Have you any room for Jesus, as in grace he calls again? All today is time accepted, tomorrow you may call in vain. Room and time now give to Jesus, soon will pass God's day of grace. Soon thy heart left cold and silent, and thy Saviour's pleading cease. There is a verse of Scripture in the book of Revelation that is used very often as an address to those who have never found the Lord Jesus. It pictures the Lord Jesus standing at the door of our hearts, knocking. In fact, it is in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, and it goes something like this, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." First of all, let me address those of you who may be listening that have never allowed the Lord Jesus access into your life. He does knock. He continually knocks. He continually seeks you. In fact, the very fact that you are listening to this program right now and my voice and the message that I'm speaking is another opportunity for the Lord Jesus to come knocking on the door of your life and saying, "Will you let me in? Will you let me come and be your Savior? Will you let me fulfill the role for which I came to die on the cross? You see, I came to die for you. I came to die for you personally." And of course, the appeal to you to invite him to be your Savior means that you recognize that you need a Savior. One of the saddest things in all of the world is for a people to go on through life not knowing that they need a Savior. If I need a Savior, why do I need him? What do I need to be saved from? Well, the Bible tells us that every one of us as human beings came into this world as sinners. We were born in sin. Sin is breaking God's law. Sin is falling short of the mark that God has set for his people, the standard, the righteous standard, the godly standard. And sin is what separated Adam and Eve from God and the rest of us as well. So if we are born in sin, before we even do one sinful act, then we must needs a Savior, and a Savior from that sin. We need to be delivered from that sin, and not only that sin, but from the penalty of that sin. And the penalty of sin is well described in the Bible, that the wages of sin is death. Not the things that we do, but the very thing called sin that's a part of the whole of the human race. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So for me to enter into eternal life, to know that when I die that I will go to be with the Lord and live with him for all eternity, the sin problem in my life needs to be dealt with. And so Jesus came to deal with that. Jesus came to take that sin upon himself on the cross. And he died the death that you and I should die. But we don't have to die that kind of death. We don't have to die eternally separated from God. If we will come and acknowledge that when Jesus died on the cross, He died for our sins, and we receive him as our Lord and Saviour. You can do that right where you are. He stands at the door and knocks. Have you any room for Jesus? Remember the Christmas story when Mary and Joseph came, Mary heavily pregnant, seeking a place in Bethlehem for the Saviour and his mother and father to sit, to rest. And when they came and knocked on the door, there was no room for them in the inn. And the innkeeper finally found them a place in the stable cave where the Lord Jesus Christ was born. There was no room for him in the inn. For many of us, there is no room for him in our lives. And then as we look at that verse, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door and let me come in, I will sup with him and he with me." We need to realize that originally it was written to the church. It was written to believers. And that seems to be the position of the Lord Jesus in many believers' life. He is outside the door. He is shut out from that kind of intimacy that he desires from every one of us. And tonight, as we remind ourselves of that beautiful song, "Have you any room for Jesus, he who bore your load of sin?" The question is not only to those who do not know him, but the question is for those who do know him, or who have known him in the past and have slipped aside from him. He wants to come in. He wants to be invited by you. And if you remember the picture that was drawn regarding this, and concentrate on the door itself, you will notice in the picture that there is no handle of the door on the outside. The only handle that there is on the inside, which indicates that it has to be opened from the inside. Have you any room for Jesus? Ask yourself, how much time have I spent in his book this week? Is there any room in my heart and life for the King of Glory? Oh yes, when there is urgent need, we call upon him. We plead and we make promises. But what about our everyday lives? Do we really have any room for Jesus? I will not exclude the Saviour. He's my invited guest. He'll have the place of honour. I'll give to him my best. I trust that that's what will happen in your life. May God bless you.
Have You Any Room for Jesus? With the Royal London Orchestra and Chorus. Next, we'll introduce an Australian lady with a fantastic voice. Stay tuned.